Food cost factoring into the money crunch. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Skyrocketing food costs need to be included in the rise in living expenses, USDA reports. Susan Carter of USDA has the story.
The increase that we're looking at to forecast for this year is 5 to 6%.
And says agriculture economist Annette Clausen.
If they go up 6% this year, that will be the highest level that we've seen since 1980.
Like pretty much everything else these days, rising food prices are on the list of items cutting deeper into your budget. Jim Sartwell is a livestock economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Potatoes were up 33% in a bulk form, apples up 17%, cheddar cheese up 7%.
Most of the increases are really due to the higher commodity prices. Your corn, your wheat, your grains, because a lot of the price increases are due to the increases in feed or the increases in producing or processing the end product from the higher commodity costs.
Clausen says higher transportation fees are also a contributor.
Getting products to the markets has also made a difference in the higher food prices.
Aside from consumers, farmers are feeling the pinch too.
The farmer's share of the retail food dollars dropped from right at one-third in the early 1980s to a little bit less than one-fifth by 2007.
Sartwell expects pressure on the general economy to hold some food items in check for at least the next couple of months. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
But experts do say that demand may go down on some food items, keeping the price at a lower and therefore more affordable price. One of those items could be beef. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.